You may have noticed your electricity bill is rising. Pennsylvania utility regulators this month alerted consumers that the price of electric generation is increasing, just as it's getting hotter outside and people are using more electricity for air conditioning. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports on an affordable option that could help: solar panels that you can plug into an outlet.
When Cora Stryker heard about the rising popularity of plug-in solar panels in Germany, she was excited. Many people hang them on their balconies.
There, it's primarily driven by renters in urban areas. And there, you have those beautiful multi-story buildings with balconies.
As a climate advocate, she saw a vision in the future of what's sometimes called balcony solar. Instead of rooftop installations, which can cost tens of thousands of dollars, plug-in solar panels are cheaper and easier to set up. She co-founded a nonprofit called Brightsaver last year with two ideas in mind.
First of all, energy affordability. People can't meet their energy bills. It's cutting into other expenses, such as putting food on the table. The second mission, or the parallel mission, is climate action, clean energy.
Brightsaver is trying to bring balcony solar to the United States. Their website sells a kit for $500, which includes a solar panel and a microconverter, which plugs into a regular 120-volt outlet in the house. Stryker says the panels, which are about the size of a flat-screen TV, can be set up on a balcony, of course, or in the yard, or anywhere that gets sun and can be plugged in.
Electricity is like water. It flows in both directions. You will plug these into your house wiring, and anything you're running off of that house wiring, your refrigerator, your TV, your router, will consume that energy on the spot.
Plug-in solar kits are also available at retailers like Amazon and IKEA, and experts say they can pay for themselves in 3 to 5 years. But many states haven't approved the use of them yet. According to a website that tracks plug-in solar legislation, 5 states have approved laws enabling consumers to use plug-in solar panels. 13 states are in different stages of considering it, including Pennsylvania.
What we're trying to do is to keep utility bills down.
That's State Representative Chris Pielli, a Democrat from Chester County. He co-sponsored a bill introduced last summer into the House Energy Committee and says demand for power continues to rise.
And we should encourage every safe source of local power generation, including these small consumer-owned solar systems. You know, every kilowatt helps in meeting rising demands.
Since plug-in solar adds energy to the system, groups representing electric workers and utility companies in different states, including Duquesne Light, an electricity provider in the Pittsburgh area, have voiced concerns. One reason, in a power outage, they fear the devices could add electricity to the grid and potentially electrocute workers. And since anyone can buy them, utilities won't know where they are. Shanti Gampa Rabindran, a University of Pittsburgh professor who studies economics and the energy transition, says, of course, worker safety should be a priority, and it can be addressed.
The fact that Germany has 1 million solar panels and no incidents of fire or of major deaths tells you that it's a technical issue that can be resolved.
Experts say the concerns over line worker electrocution actually have been solved for years. Earlier this year, UL Solutions, which is behind the familiar UL label on the back of electronics, debuted a certification program for plug-in solar manufacturers to address safety concerns. Henry McKay of the nonprofit Solar United Neighbor says because these panels are so small, there are no hoops to jump through, like with rooftop installations, where homeowners can get paid for excess power they supply back to the grid.
There's a lot of permits that happen along the way. Those take a lot of time. They add a lot of cost. But plug-in solar should be treated differently because this is so much smaller scale. Like, your fridge is going to eat up most of that power or whatever you're doing at home.
The bill in the Pennsylvania House states that plug-in solar panels do not require interconnection agreements. Neither the Public Utility Commission nor PJM, the regional grid operator that includes Pennsylvania, wanted to comment on the legislation. But it's getting bipartisan support. Representative Gary Day of Lehigh County is one of 3 Republican co-sponsors. Even though House Republicans have opposed solar programs in the past, he says they support an all-of-the-above energy strategy.
I'm trying to make sure that we have as many options as possible to help keep the burden of increased electricity costs for Pennsylvanians as low as possible.
The bill's Democratic sponsors say if it doesn't pass this time around, they'll keep reintroducing it. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.